What's going on, guys? Welcome to Debate of Fans. I am AJ.
I am DJ.
Our beloved JJ will be here momentarily. He has some, how do the gamers call it nowadays? Unfinished business.
Unfinished business.
With the trolls. So he'll be joining us momentarily. But nevertheless, it's Wednesday, February 7th.
Yeah.
Super Bowl is upon us.
It is around the corner.
It is a happy, is an exciting day and also a sad day. No more NFL. There is a spring football league, the UFL, I think.
Has been getting a lot of hype.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like it's been. Does it have support of the NFL? Because I know before it didn't, but somehow well, yeah, it feels this year is a little different.
Well, because you know how there was XFL and then there was the USFL, the United States Football League. I guess they went, they merged.
Is that why they have much more room for advertisement?
I guess so. Yeah, because
they've never been advertised as this much.
It's like two little kids, they tag team, and it's like two little kids having like each a dollar, and they tag team, now they got $2.
So it's like a teenager going to the workforce.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, one of the owners of the league is Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne and his like partner groups bought XFL.
Yeah, I think Dwayne has been doing a really good job at promoting it because it wasn't really in my radar until he started promoting it more and more.
Exactly, exactly.
And it's Ice Cube and his
Big Three.
Big Three League.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like it's good because kind of like the little scenario with NFL. There was the American Football League, and then there was a National Football League, and one had to eat the other.
Yeah.
So, but Super Bowl preview. DJ, what are you hoping for? Do you hope to be a defensive battle? Do you hope, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think it's going to be an offensive battle? Do you think it's going to be defensive battle? Do you think it's going to be like errors, like crucial errors are going to determine the game? What do you think is going to happen in the Super Bowl?
One or two things is going to happen. I believe that either Kansas City is going to get a beautiful start.
Okay.
Well, the thing too is that I don't know. I think both of these teams, especially this season, I know the Niners aren't really accustomed to it, but this season specifically, have really made substantial comebacks. Like, they started not so hot, but then they ride, you know, Patrick Mahomes' hand, and they ride McCaffrey's cocktails, or whatever you call them.
So script is real.
Yeah, it's one of those things where those two teams really come from a, like, because I know the Niners aren't really known for this, for being fourth quarter comeback, but this season they have been.
Yes.
But Patrick Mahomes, whole I believe season, yeah. he has always come back from a deficit, and he's like pretty much the Tom Brady of this era, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking for, it's either Patrick Mahomes is going to start off hot, or if they're tied at the half, I'm going Niners.
I, too, am going with the Niners.
But if the Chiefs are down or up on the half, I'm going with the Chiefs.
Oh, okay. Well, I more specifically, let's say we're entering the fourth quarter. You're saying that the scores...
I said the half, but yeah.
Yeah, but like, you know how Kyle Shanahan has the issue where like entering the fourth quarter, if he's trailing by three or more points, he loses?
And I think that has been debunked this season.
Only once.
Like I said, I think it has been debunked this season. I think...
Yeah.
They should have been knocked out of the playoffs if that was the case.
Yeah. Against the Packers.
Yeah. So I think it's.
Are you still running with that?
Yeah. I'm still running with that. Okay. I'm still running with the Niners. Like, that is no longer a. Because it's like a myth. It's a myth until it's broken. Then it's like, it's not no longer like a thing anymore. Because it got broken.
We know what's the other myth lying around, that Kyle Shanahan can't win the big one.
Yeah. I think that has been an issue for them, and it's one of those things where, I don't know, I think they were prepping for the monster that is Kansas City, and I think the Kansas City has always been in their target. That's why they've like walked down victories against all these other like scrubs.
You really think 49ers were like predicting that they were going to face the Kansas
City Chiefs? Yeah, most definitely, 100%.
Really? Yeah. I thought the Ravens...
No, well, that could be your thought, yeah. But who's the Achilles? Who took him out last time? It was Kansas City.
Boy Wonder, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, That's the number one target. That's who they against. That's who they know makes miracles. So are they surprised that Kansas City's in the finals? Nah. Because, everything looking through the season, it looked like the Ravens. Yeah, sure. But nobody's shocked that the Chiefs are up there.
Well, I think they're only riding the tails off Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Because I have been preaching that all last 3 years.
Because this season, their wide receiver core struggled so much. You know, they were like dropping balls left and right. You know, Kadarius Toney going on IG Live saying like, I'm healthy, I'm fine. I don't know why they didn't activate me. And ABCDEFG.
How do you feel about that? I thought that was like a full move. That's like, you a sucker. Like, what the heck? Like, you know why they didn't activate you. Now you make yourself into a clown. If you could have been like, I'm hurt, you could have at least been like, you know, I was hurt. Now you're saying you're healthy. You a clown, bro. Like,
everyone knows. Even a blind woman knows why Andy Reid is not starting you.
Yeah.
Ever since you got, what's it called? There's a name for it in basketball. Coach's decision, like a healthy scratch.
Yeah.
Like, did not play. DNL?
Did not participate.
Yeah, did not participate.
Yeah.
There's a reason why, Tony. You have cost the Chiefs a couple of games.
Yeah.
With the drops and the penalties.
Because the ball's getting there.
Yeah. And ever since they sidelined you. You know, the rookie wide receiver, Rice?
Coming up.
Yeah. Travis Kelce. I don't know how this guy's getting wide open. It's crazy.
It's because I don't think he's getting wide open, but I think he gets the right matches because he has to. Because when he's against a smaller, more athletic cornerback, mm-hmm. they can't guard him. They can stay close to him. But if you just throw in a bullet and let him muscle his way through it, he's going to muscle his way through it. But if you want to put somebody that could tackle him, that could, like, stop him, they ain't got the speed.
Exactly.
So it's like one of those.
You put a linebacker, outrun him. You put a corner, I'll muscle him. If you put a safety, outrun him, right?
Pretty much. Or I'll muscle him, too. I'll muscle him, too. Yeah, because the safety's not going to get in front of him.
Yeah. The safety's his job back there.
So it's basically even the corner, too. I don't think the corner would let him get in front of him because they know that. That they need that extra, like, step or two to try to take them down, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But with the linebacker, they're just too slow.
So, I think this game's going to be, like Peyton Manning said, a high-scoring game.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think in the third quarter, yeah.
I really hope Brock Purdy doesn't throw an interception. Because if he throws an interception, he gets shaky.
Yeah.
I don't need shaky Purdy. I need locked in, loaded Purdy. And the only reason I'm going against, I'm rooting for the Niners, because I have every reason why to root against them. Division rivals, Niners faithful, always like Niners air quote faithful. And every time someone says I'm a Niners fan, I just pull out the picture of like 2016. Like, really? Where were you? Were you like that one fan in a sea of seats? Or you just bandwagon in normal recently. People have started the GOAT debates of Patrick Mahomes, and we've talked about it here.
Yeah, we have.
For me, and you know how I feel. For me, it's like too soon. Let the man play for at least a decade. Let the man go to a different team. Because it will happen. No. Joe Montana played for the Niners, and then he played for the Chiefs. Tom Brady, he played.
I know, but it doesn't count.
We have yet to see very rarely. I'm not saying it's impossible, but very rarely. But I'm betting that will happen. I'm betting that Patrick Mahomes' itch to win and prove everyone wrong will be great.
Nah.
Towards the end of his career, like towards the tail end.
No, the thing is that.
The point is, I don't want to have this debate already if Patrick Mahomes wins this Super Bowl. For me personally, you just need to be out of the game and let people debate it. You can't be in the league still.
I agree with you 100%. I feel like Patrick Mahomes needs to have that over a decade of excellent work,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think he has that yet. But he does. He has a run though.
Yep.
It's like, you know, all of those early LeBron conversations about MJ and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that's where he's at right now.
Mm-hmm.
But so, but if he keeps playing that same caliber that he's playing, which is highly unlikely, but it's like one of those things where, to me, Michael Vick is one of the greatest of all time. But he doesn't have the longevity.
And people don't put him there.
They don't. But to me, he is. I think he played one of the best, but it's one of those things where he didn't have the longevity of great career because of the things that were happening outside of the
exactly. Field. I think, unfortunately, those overshadow his accomplishments significantly, and people were
not happy. But if you tell like other quarterbacks in the league, they pay the high homage to him. Yeah, because they understand when you see talent, like you can't deny that.
But they also can't. But like the public image will never allow the kudos to Michael Vick for his contribution to the sport of football. What, JJ? Did you come in clutch?
He was taking or you rage shit, quitted?
No.
No what?
Flawless victory.
Whoa. Yes, sir. Flawless victory.
I joined a little bit late.
You had to take care of business, huh?
Yeah. Unfortunately. At the wrong time.
The wrong time.
No, you knew what time it was. You just chose. No, you knew what time it was.
Yes.
There's no excuse, man.
Yes.
But we're just talking about Super Bowl. We're just talking about Chiefs and Niners. Who are you rooting for again?
He's a Niners fan, dog.
I don't know who to root for. Because I don't want the Niners to gloat, but I don't want the Chiefs to be another Patriots.
Is this a dynasty? I go for the refs. Refs? Refs and Mahomes? Is this a dynasty that we're seeing?
Technically, no.
Dynasty, I think, means four championships. You need four championships to be a dynasty.
So they're going for their third.
It's like first, all right, cool. Second is a sequel. Three is a trilogy. Four is a saga.
Yeah.
So I think I want to see, like, I want to say four, three is a dynasty.
Five is a dynasty.
Five, so, that's...
Well, what's after saga?
I don't know.
Yeah. So what's four?
How many championships does the Warriors have? Or Steph Curry have?
Steph Curry has three.
I think he only needs three to be a dynasty.
No, he has four.
I think he has four, dude.
He won
16...
He won one without 16, Kevin. He won two with Kevin, and he won without Kevin.
Four? Yeah, I think he has four. So it's a dynasty.
Four
is a dynasty, in my opinion. You could even say three is a dynasty if you want. Sure, if the same players are there, yeah.
Yeah,
I think it would be a dynasty if they win back-to-back Super Bowls.
You know, nobody's done that shit, right?
Yes.
Maybe one team, and that's it.
No, I think the 03-04 Patriots done it.
That's why. That's what I'm saying. I think they're the
only ones that done it. No, but it's not. It's actually been a couple of teams, but hasn't happened in the last 20 years.
I don't think there's that many teams.
IT department
man.
On the case.
Relax, I think only the Patriots have done it. That's the reason why it's such a big accomplishment.
Well, I think the Chiefs can do it again.
Like, you're thinking about basketball. Basketball, they've done it a bit.
Yes, the Lakers in particular. The Celtics, I think, as
well. Yeah, but back-to-back in the Super Bowl?
Seven teams have won back-to-back Super Bowl titles. The Green Bay Packers won in 66 and 67. Dolphins won in 72 and 73. Steelers won 74 and 75. 78 79. 49ers won 88 89. Cowboys won 92 93. Broncos won 97 98. And Patriots won 03-04. That most recent one. But not in the last 20 years? No.
Yeah. Aww. I forgot there's like a 100-year career. No, but yeah, like I said... Like I was talking, yeah, I don't think I don't even know who I'm going for. I hate both those teams.
It's hard to pick.
Someone said, like, hey, NFL teams, we're not rooting for you guys, but we got to pick one to win. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not rooting for you, but we got to pick one.
Usually, I have a horse to back when I'm watching the Super Bowl, but I think I'm just going to look at plays at the Super Bowl. I'm just going to admire the plays and then see what it is.
Do you know how expensive a fucking 30-second commercial Super Bowl is?
No.
It costs more than the average American will make in their lifetime plus their retirement.
Cool. Plus their retirement. Oh, my God.
$7.7 million for a 30-second Super Bowl run.
That's crazy.
I would never.
$7.7 million.
These are big companies.
You know what's the problem? This is became the highest... Most expensive Super Bowl tickets ever.
You know why, though, right?
Fucking Legion Stadium sucks ass.
Because of Usher.
No.
I think it's I think the stadium is too small. I
don't know about that one.
What?
Allegiant Stadium
is too small. You know, Usher, you know, like, our generation, like, in 10 years above us, like, they're, like, legit diehard Usher fans, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't personally don't listen to him.
No.
But anybody who dated at that time.
I dated.
Knows and respects Usher. Because all his music was, like, bangers.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, it's kind of outdated.
No, it's not.
You listen to Usher?
What part about I'm not a fan of Usher, do you not understand?
I did not hear that part, sorry.
When I say outdated, I mean, like, yes, he still has bangers that still, like, smack. But I'm like, you got to throw in some new generation music, you know?
Like, yeah. What? Like, The Weeknd?
No, you know, here he did that. Here he
That's
did
what I'm once. Saying. Like, that The Weeknd show was whack. It was weak.
You know? You
but
know,
I'm talking promise. About, like, Usher is how do you say, cross-generational. Like, he's not, like,
but there's one
like these new guys.
There's one artist that if she performs, the tickets will skyrocket it.
Who?
Taylor Swift.
Is she good?
I mean, there's a lot more T-Swifty fans out there than Usher fans, I can tell you that much.
Okay.
And I promise you, they will pay extra to go to a football game just to see her perform at halftime.
That sounds like a really good opinion, sure. I don't even know who Taylor Swift is, so.
She is dating Travis Kelce.
That's the reason why I know who she is. But before that, I know
you
who
are
she
like
was.
You're the opposite of that people.
Yeah, remember how in the beginning when Travis Kelce was dating Taylor Swift, all the fucking girls were like, oh my God, dad, did you hear? What? Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce. Oh, no way. That's crazy. Yeah, she put him on the map. Like, now everyone knows who Travis Kelce is. And he's like, what?
No, that's what I'm saying.
What the fuck did you just say? Yeah, like.
Anybody who plays fantasy knows who Travis is. That's what I'm saying. Like, I thought it was weird that people were saying that she put Travis on the map. Well, I was like, what the fuck? Travis put her on the map.
All the Swifties.
Yeah.
All the Swifties were saying that. Like, oh, she put him like.
No.
No.
And there's videos like girls like, who's Travis Kelce? Oh, God.
Like.
That is my shit.
Like.
Yeah, I barely like started talking to a coworker and they're like, no, Taylor Swift has a long career. I was like, wait, how old is she? She's like 37. She's been in the music business for like 10 years.
No, she's been actually like songwriting since like 16.
That's what I'm saying. She's been there for a long time. I don't even know who she is.
She started as a country singer, then turned into hip hop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense why America likes her. Okay. That makes sense.
Is she
the equivalent of Eminem or something?
Yes. I'll probably say she's probably higher
in
than
in my opinion, yes. But you could, yes.
Because like Eminem, like he's like top 10 or like well, listening no, in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to play one of the most popular songs. Hope we don't get a copyright strike. But I'm pretty sure, like, you heard his songs even in movies, like in kids' movies or something like that, right?
I've heard a lot of songs in movies. Doesn't mean they're great artists.
It's clicking somewhere.
Is this like a Mean Girls?
No.
Could be. I'm not sure. You know?
No. Yeah, this song.
No?
Well, it sounds like a vanilla, like, this sounds like a normal, typical kind of teen girl movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this one.
Okay, there we go.
That's good enough.
There we go. So, yeah, that was high school days. That one, she had beef with Katy Perry. You know who's Katy Perry?
Yeah, I actually know who Katy Perry
is. Okay, there we go. See, she had beef with Katy Perry.
Okay.
And that's why song Bad Blood.
I don't even know who Katy Perry was because she had, you know, a nice bosom.
A nice what?
Bosom.
What? Can you explain this to a 10-year-old?
Like I said, a bosom.
Can you explain this to a 5-year-old?
It's a bust. If you don't know what a bust is.
Can you explain this to a 2-year-old?
Literally, this is a term.
Do you have melons or watermelons?
Dang.
Okay, I don't know what you're trying to go with.
I don't know. I like fruit. That's all I'm going to leave it at that. Grapefruit. I don't like
it. You like them sour? I got you. He's nuts.
But apparently NFL has been trying for years to get Taylor Swift to perform.
She probably will.
I don't think she will.
I don't think so either. Is she like?
Because she does the NFL.
Does she do sexy, like?
Yeah, she does.
Provocative sexy. Kind
no,
of.
I don't
dancing
know.
And all that.
I don't know.
No, like a Cardi
like, B. Like Rihanna.
Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion.
Katy Perry, Rihanna, freaking, what's the other girl? Madonna. No, what's her name? The crazy chick? Oh. Lady Gaga?
Miley Cyrus?
Lady Gaga.
Oh.
I'm talking about Super Bowl performers. Shakira, oh. Lady Gaga, Yellow.
Okay. Pitbull.
Mr. 305. Oh, Pitbull would be cool.
I'm talking about women. Yeah.
I don't think Pitbull has performed yet.
I'm talking about women who has performed in the Super Bowl have always been the sexy, suave kind of type of chicks.
Okay, and I'll say that is Shakira and Jennifer Lopez in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so was Rihanna, so was Lady Gaga.
Taylor Swift is not about that.
That's what I'm saying. It's not her scene.
No, it's not.
So why is she even part of the discussion?
Well, she is the most popular artist in the whole world.
Is this real information? Like,
yeah.
I thought
she just won Album of the Year on the Grammys.
The Grammys are fake.
Okay.
Whoever watches Grammys
are dumb.
Idiots.
Jay-Z.
So a lot of people.
Like I said, they're fake.
Yeah, but the idiots watch the fake stuff.
Dude, if you want to call them idiots, you can call them whatever you want, man.
Okay.
I'm not going to.
What?
I'm not going to tell you. So, I'm just saying, whoever watches Grammys, I'm not good for you, bro. But, like, that's just stage. We're not even talking about that. I'm like, what I'm saying is she Drake? So she's Drake equivalent right now.
Higher, yes.
She's higher than Drake.
Yes.
Is this your opinion?
And facts.
So if I go to Spotify right now or to iTunes, she's the number one artist.
Yes. Actually, let me pull that up right now.
What? Like.
Okay, first of all, we don't come up with that information.
I'm just saying, like, you're saying a lot of stuff without giving me, like.
You want numbers.
Those are very bold statements, bro. Like, about an artist that, you know, never heard about.
You're like the one.
That's what I'm saying. It's like very bold statements, bro. Like it's one of those things where like,
how do I like DJ? Do I just go on Spotify most popular?
Did she get popular because of Kelsey?
No,
she got even more popular.
So she was already number one now before Kelsey.
Even, yes. Even more number.
Nah, yeah. Bro. I think she was like just barely not number one, but then she. But I'm guessing she doesn't have like crazy fans, like you know.
I would say they have crazy. And Taylor Swift's fans are pretty crazy. Not all of them.
No, I'm not saying like crazy, like psychos, but saying like stands. They're like diehard, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to say like they're psychotic. I'm trying to say they're like hardcore Taylor Swift fans.
Okay. So according to chargesmaster.org, because I know the Taylor Swift fans are hearing, Drake is actually number one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why are you giving me false information?
Streams, and then second is Taylor.
Oh, see, so yeah, she's almost at Drake level. I got you now.
Taylor is 70 billion.
What is this?
100,000 million.
Billion. How much is Drake?
71.7.
Yeah, so she makes pop music.
Yeah, hip hop, pop. Yeah.
She makes pop music.
Sure.
Not hip hop, pop.
I mean, Drake's a little of both, too.
I'm not talking about Drake, I'm talking about the Swiftie.
Okay.
No, but I don't even know what you're talking about her.
Well,
what
the point is, Eminem, by the way, Eminem, number 8.
Like I'm saying, top 10. Like, yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. Well, point is.
No, but I understand what kind of caliber she is now. I'm sorry for being ignorant. But.
Well, not even being ignorant. It's just astonished. It's just astonishing. Like.
Okay.
Like, I mean, don't get it wrong. I hate country too. That's why I didn't like.
I like country music.
How did you never heard about Taylor then? That's how she started her career.
I'm sorry, I'm barely like tapping into country, man.
And that underground rap.
Yeah.
But no. But there's rumors of a.
Proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Travis Kelce.
Okay, so I'm asking you, how y'all feel about Travis Kelce
as player,
as an individual? Like, do you like him as a person?
From the little that I've seen,
like,
I think he is a guy. He's still a college guy at heart, I guess. You know,
he's a grunk. He's a party animal.
Yeah, he's like a.
So do you like him or not?
Do I like him?
Like you're like right. Yo, so you don't feel a certain type of way about him, like
no,
like you're not gonna say I don't like him, but but I don't hate him either, like, kind of situation. So he's like, whatever.
From the little, and this is from information that I've seen on social media, like interviews, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, he's all right.
How about you, AJ?
The only thing I do not like is when Travis Kelce threw the balls from, like, Justin Tucker, like, aggressively, like
pre-game warm-ups during the pre-games
against the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah.
You know the reason for that, right?
Yeah. Tucker was poking the bear, according to Travis. But
no, he was putting all that stuff. So what happened was, Patrick like warms up, right? Mm-hmm. So he started putting all that stuff to impede Patrick's warming up. Mm-hmm. So he basically just grabbed it and took it out because Patrick is too nice. He
doesn't care.
No, he cares.
But like he won't go out of his way.
He has a certain image that he needs to keep, and he's like the golden boy. He's like the dude that's like yes. I play fair, honest, and you know, I'm not just because you do something dirty, I'm not gonna do something dirty back to you. That's the type of person Patrick is.
He's technically still through Justin Tucker's stick holder for the ball.
Who?
Patrick.
No, that was Travis Kelce.
That was Travis.
Mm-hmm. And he threw everything.
Yeah, that was
Tucker
Travis.
Put it back, and then Patrick.
Yeah,
threw it.
Actually,
this happened.
Yeah, there's actually a video of like Patrick throwing it, and then he like threw his leg up and kicked the little.
He moved it out of the way. I don't know what he used, but he moved.
So what you're saying is Kelce had already threw it.
Yes.
Tucker everything. Came back and put it.
Yes.
And then Patrick Mahomes threw it.
Yeah. You want me to find the video? I can.
No, I believe you.
No,
but like
I thought it was first Patrick, then Tucker put it back in.
Kelce threw it.
Oh.
So Kelce threw it.
And then Tucker grabs and puts it back. And then
that's what JJ's saying.
I seen that video of Patrick Mahomes still kicking that tee. But back to the question. I mean, he's cool.
I like him.
You like him?
I like him.
There's nothing, right?
No, I like him.
I like more his brother.
No, the reason why I like Travis is because, like, I feel like Travis is the type of dude where, like,
all right now,
if you mess with him and you partners with him and you're in the same team, like, he'll go through a wall for you. Like, he seems like a super cool dude, but like if somebody like comes at him like, you know, aggressive, he'll bring the same energy back. If somebody comes out disrespectful, he'll come bring the same energy back. Like, I feel like he is the bear. JJ, can this wait?
Oh, JJ says found the video.
You said he threw it away.
Okay, he said kicked.
No, you say no, no. You said you picked it up.
Be patient. There's a video.
Why are we wasting our time on this?
No,
look,
it's not. It's seconds away.
But look what he's doing.
Yes, he taught. Yes, they're doing whatever football players do, and he throws it too. So not only just threw it, which I remember, he kicked it as well.
He kicked it out of the way because it was in front of him.
Did he or did he not? Touch and physically.
No, he didn't.
Something to that tee. That's all I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, like, see, now that you showed me the video, now I'm just like, yeah, he was like, dude, what the hell? Like, get this out of me. Like, you know, the same thing happened to my boy, Devontae, dog. Like, you know, you're going to do stupid things are going to happen. But did he go out of his way? No, he didn't. It's just like, dude, I'm walking through here. I'm just going to move it aside, you know? Like,
that wasn't moving aside, by the way.
That was moving aside. What do you mean? He didn't aggressively kick it.
No.
Did he?
He looked like he was playing soccer at that time.
Dude, he just picked it up and then tossed it. It wasn't like he didn't cock his leg to like try to send it flying. No, he just respectfully moved it 2 feet.
Which wasn't enough. But back to
he should have done worse than that.
Back to our regular scheduled program.
I like Jason Moore. He'll look bad, dude.
I like Jason Moore. I don't know.
No, I like Kelce because I'm like, he's the type of dude with like, he don't play around and everything's like transparent, you know? Like, I hate these people that are like all fake at the beginning, but he feels like he's just transparent. Mm. Like, if you're going to talk shit, he talks shit back.
Yeah.
Like, in your face, like, he's not going to.
The reason I like Jason Moore is because, I don't know, I'm getting to that age of oldness.
Yeah, you are old.
Yeah, my back feels
like. Yeah, you're terrible.
I don't know.
Right? Stay at
Jason?
Home.
Yeah.
His brother?
The older one?
The center? Yeah. Play for the Eagles?
Yes.
Like, he's such a dad motive, but then, like, he'll take off his shirt and fucking Buffalo and, like, scream at the top of his lungs. Fucking hairy-ass bear.
It's crazy to think that they're, like, 2 years apart.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about? I'm not sure what news article said this, that, I think it was New York Post or something like that, that everyone is getting the Travis Kelce haircut.
What haircut is that? What haircut does he have?
The fade, like the short on top, and like, you know, like how I kind of I get it, like that's a skin
typical
fade.
Hispanic haircut.
Yeah, and like Travis Kelce, you know, on media day. He was like, that's some bullshit. I did not create this. I never invented this type of haircut. Yeah, like, I've had this for years.
It's just a high fade.
It's
a nice haircut.
Speculation that someone does not like Travis Kelce because someone said this during like Black History Month.
Oh, I see.
Who?
Well, I don't know. You said someone
said. Did you listen to what I said?
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out now who.
No, I don't know. Whatever reporter wrote that.
Oh, you're right, because it's typically a black haircut, because the taper is more of a Hispanic haircut.
I see.
He's trying to give this credit to a white.
Appropriating culture, pretty much.
Yeah, and Travis Kelce was pissed off. He's like, how the fuck are you guys going to tell me that, like, I made this haircut? You know, I've been rocking, and he's been rocking that for years.
I'm like, Will Smith has a high fade top. Like,
I've never seen him with, like, long hair.
It's the same fade every year.
Actually, I've seen him once with that...
It's a military cut, isn't it?
Yeah.
It looks like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dating Kelce or something like that, when he was dating like women. He had like long hair. He had like longer hair. But he's just been rocking that short.
Were you confused? Kittle?
No.
Kittle's hair is just...
Kittle's is just world. Kittle's, Trevor Lawrence. Who else?
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, he's tight end, wears a red jersey. I think you might have gotten a little confused.
I don't think I'll get my whites confused. One has a very nice beard. The other one's borderline jumping off the ring of a WWE ring.
True that.
Yeah, he does look like Edge. Yeah.
Mm. A little bit. Didn't even think about that.
Oh yeah, he was in the WWE. Yeah,
he did a bit
play. Actually, it was funny. I remember that.
But 49ers all the way?
I guess so.
Nah, I want Patrick Mahomes to get a ring.
I would be okay with Brock Purdy winning a ring.
I don't like Brock Purdy.
Why?
Overrated.
Oh. What did Brock Purdy win?
All right, cool. McCaffrey must have scored 2 touchdowns.
I told you. I called it last week.
What did Brock Purdy... I know this is just what if scenarios, but what if Brock Purdy does all the work?
Yeah, what happens if Brock Purdy throws for 2 touchdowns?
If
Brock Purdy throws for 2 and Christian runs for 1.
No, if Brock Purdy...
I give you my scenario.
So if Brock Purdy throws for 2...
And McCaffrey runs for 1. And the final score is 21-18.
So McCaffrey has less touchdowns and those passes can't be to McCaffrey.
Oh, see?
What do you mean? You just said McCaffrey runs for 1.
Rushing touchdowns by McCaffrey.
But he's going to get receiving touchdowns too.
That's a good bet to me.
Yeah, if McCaffrey, how is that not McCaffrey doing all the work?
McCaffrey just open, but someone has to throw the ball.
Like I said, if McCaffrey has less touchdowns than Brock Purdy,
so yeah, you're taking points away from Brock. Because
how's that taking points away? I'm not taking points away.
Yeah,
I'm giving his flowers.
No, you're not giving his kudos.
Why? Is McCaffrey a wide receiver?
No, he's a running back.
All right, then. Point proven. Why is he catching the ball?
Exactly.
You just said it. He's a running back.
So does a receiving touchdown count the same as a rushing touchdown for McCaffrey?
Is it a touchdown? Is it a touchdown?
Okay, so in the stats, when Brock Purdy throws a touchdown to Christian McCaffrey, is it going to say touchdown McCaffrey or touchdown Brock?
It usually says touchdown to both.
No.
It's just a receiving.
So it's not a touchdown. So McCaffrey didn't score a touchdown. What are you trying to get at, man?
The point is, you're trying to say, like, if Brock Purdy throws touchdowns to Christian McCaffrey, Christian McCaffrey's doing all the work. And I'm like, no, bullshit. Brock Purdy has to throw all those passes.
Like I said, if Brock Purdy has more touchdowns than McCaffrey.
And what? Because you right now saying that rushing and receiving are the same for McCaffrey.
Like I said, touchdowns. What do you mean? Touchdowns are touchdowns.
Okay, so why?
I'm not trying to depict anything. I'm just saying touchdowns are touchdowns.
You just said if Brock Purdy throws.
I never said throws. I said if Brock Purdy has more, he could rush it too. He could rush a touchdown.
But what did I say? If Brock Purdy throws a touchdown to Christian McCaffrey, it doesn't count.
I said, who said that?
You, man.
I said they both get the touchdown.
You said McCaffrey gets the kudos.
McCaffrey does get the kudos. He gets that touchdown. So if McCaffrey runs and catches, that's two touchdowns for him. Uh-huh. If Brock Purdy throws two touchdowns, that's two touchdowns for him.
But who gets more kudos?
Why is that relevant? I'm saying whoever gets more touchdowns.
Well, because you said that Brock Purdy is overrated.
I did.
And I'm trying to prove the point that
who beat the Packers? Who won that game?
49ers?
McCaffrey. The reason why they were able to win, the reason why they are in the position they are now is McCaffrey.
The defense.
Who scored the touchdowns?
We have to bring out receipts.
Who scored the touchdowns? Who scored the first touchdown? Who initiated that dog battle? McCaffrey.
And then defense picked up.
Who ran the ball and wasn't able to do, who weren't they able to stop? McCaffrey.
I don't remember that game anymore.
They had to stop him from getting a first down. Were they able? Nah. Because guess who had the ball? Cav.
McCaffrey did.
He a dog, man. Like, the reason why they're in the position they are is because of McCaffrey. If you want to say otherwise, that's your opinion.
So in the last two games of Packers and Lions, Brock Purdy has thrown one touchdown in each game.
Packers and Lions, Brock Purdy
has thrown one touchdown.
is that good?
Packers and Lions. Okay.
Do you get it?
Yes, now I do. I thought you meant Packers versus Lions.
Yeah, sometimes you got to be careful with this. No, I know
what
I said.
No, he knows what he said, but in my head, I'm like, Packers versus Lions?
No, I said Packers and Lions.
Go ahead, man. I don't know what you're trying to get at.
The point is that Craig McCaffrey has rushed for two touchdowns. In both.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's been carrying this team.
What did he do?
He threw one touchdown.
Against the Packers, he threw one touchdown. And against the Lions, he threw one touchdown, one interception.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you see the actual scoring of it, McCaffrey is the one doing the heavy lifting. That's what I'm saying. Like,
but someone has to throw the ball.
And that's okay. You can put any scrub back there.
Jeez. You put Sam Darnold.
No, that's not true because you put Trey Lance and he fucking shitted that hole.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. Trey Lance might not be the guy.
What about Jimmy G?
Jimmy G was the guy. He was hurt at that time, remember?
No, like 4 years ago when he faced the 49ers.
Like I said, Jimmy G was the guy. He was making all the progress. He got hurt. Mm-hmm. That's when Brock Purdy went up. You think Brock Purdy won the position over Jimmy G?
No, he won over Trey Lance.
Exactly. It's because the only reason why he was there was because Jimmy G got hurt. And guess what? Unfortunately, he wasn't able to prove it last year.
So you
don't, or last time because he got hurt.
So you're not.
It's not his fault.
You're not going to give his flowers to Brock Purdy.
Oh, it's one
if
of those things.
If it's a one touchdown throwing and two rushing touchdowns by McCaffrey.
McCaffrey won the game. Yeah.
I guess I'm just interested.
It's one of those things. Where I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback. I'm just saying he's overrated. He should never have been in the conversation for MVP, ever. In any way, shape, or form.
Until when?
No, I'm saying this season.
I know. But if Brock Purdy acts the same way the next season and the following
season. What I'm saying is if he's being overshadowed by Christian McCaffrey, he should never be part of that conversation. But if.
But it's a quarterback's.
How is a quarterback ever overshadowed by a running back?
No. It's a quarterback's award. The MVP in the last 10 years has always been a quarterback. The only time I wasn't like a league MVP was like.
So what you're saying is the quarterback has the advantage.
Yes.
And McCaffrey's still better than him. What does that mean? That means that McCaffrey is way beyond this man. And he has the advantage. And he's still not at his level.
Well, remember when Justin Jefferson was balling out? I think, last year? Justin Jefferson was balling out? Like, MVP?
Yeah, but the difficult position about Justin Jefferson is that no matter what, his touchdowns will always be tied to a quarterback. Mm-hmm. But the other touchdowns that quarterback would not be tied to other to that receiver. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, but so when Justin Jefferson was balling, who was getting the talks? Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
So when the 49ers are winning, even though Christian McCaffrey is carrying a team,
it's
always going to be because they're
You're out of your mind.
No, man. Because they're
so why is it whenever I see a like game like people are gonna duke it out, why is Christian McCaffrey's face always usually in the picture?
I've never seen that. I've always seen.
Brock I'll point Purdy. It out next time.
Okay, I always seen Brock Purdy's face.
I don't even know what Brock Purdy looks like. I know what Christian McCaffrey looks like.
Typical Iowa man.
See, I might have been confusing by another guy.
Oh, but imagine what I'm saying, Christian McCaffrey's face with brown hair, brown eyes, playing quarterback.
But even the discussions, people are even, all the analysts.
Now you know.
Interesting. Yeah, he looks very vanilla, yeah. No, but even a lot of the analysts and everybody talks about Christian McCaffrey being.
Look, in 49ers.com website, the big face is Purdy. And the little face is McCaffrey.
Big face is Purdy. Yes.
Okay. That's cool, man. Because that's usually the right thing.
Exactly.
But how is it that you're being overshadowed by a running back when you have all the advantages everywhere? It just means that you're not great. Because name me any other team where it's like, oh, this is like any like heavy hitter, like top of the league, like playoff contenders, championship contender team, mm-hmm. that you don't think the quarterback overshadows any other offensive player.
This year?
I'm talking about just, did you think this is a championship team that goes to the Super Bowl and you legitimately think that they could win the Super Bowl at the beginning and end of the season?
Just I thought the Ravens would do that.
So no, who's the star player of the Ravens?
Mark Andrews.
Lamar Jackson. See? Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Eagles, Jalen Hurts. Cowboys, Dak Prescott.
Dolphins, Tyreek.
Tua.
No. Tyreek. No Tyreek way. Was in the MVP conversations forever. And you know that's facts.
Sure, but the problem with that scenario is that Jalen Waddle is as, what do you call?
As advertised?
As lethal. So is Raheem Mostert.
Yes.
So is Diakne and everything like that. That's why Tua.
Diabanchan.
Yeah.
But that's the point. Like, with all those guys, Tyreek was still getting the MVP talks.
I thought Tua was part of the conversation too.
I had never heard Tua in the conversation talk. Probably like in the down, like in the plus 18,000, but Tyreek was always in the conversation talks.
Yeah, you're talking about, okay.
So, got one.
I disagree with that one, but yeah, you could.
I mean, yeah, I got you. But yes, I get it. But like, for me,
the took 32 teams to find one.
I only needed one, though.
But he didn't even sold it right, so.
No, DJ Moore.
Yeah, you didn't even sell it right. So it's one of those things where it's debatable.
I don't need to sell it because you know it's facts. You know it is what it is. It's right here.
But I disagree with you.
I don't care what you disagree with. That's your opinion.
I disagree with you. And you had to get the number one wide receiver in the whole league.
Yeah, you said name me one, and I did name you one.
And I disagree with you.
And yeah. I'm telling you that's okay because you can disagree with me, but the facts are there.
I don't think so.
Tua was never as big in the conversation talks as Tyreek was.
Tyreek was never part of MVP conversation.
Bro, I will pull up the YouTube videos and I will give them to you and I'll send them to you.
Oh, yeah, because I disagree with you.
All right.
You won't change your mind with it.
I know, won't. Yeah. you can waste your time. Yeah.
Right there. See there. Yeah. There. But so all the coaches, all the new NFL coaches have been hired, you know, from Atlanta to Seattle. Commanders hired Dan Quinn. Seattle hired the DC from the Ravens. Who else? Tennessee hired.
Dan Quinn used to be the Cowboys defensive coordinator?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Crazy. He actually got a head coach?
Yeah. And he took Cliff Kingsbury from you.
How do you feel about Luke Getsy?
I don't know who that is, to be
former
honest.
Former OC. Your offensive coordinator for the Ravens.
Former OC for Bears.
Oh, man. The Bears have not been known for good offenses.
Didn't he coach Aaron Rodgers at quarterbacks?
No, that was the other dude that he has, Hackett. I thought Hackett was his quarterback coach.
But before him too, no? No, he was a quarterback's coach.
Are you talking about Nathaniel Hackett?
That's offensive coordinator.
But wasn't he his quarterback coach?
Nathaniel Hackett?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think there's separate positions.
No, not this year, but when he was with the Packers.
With Nathaniel Hackett might have been the offensive coordinator, but quarterback's coach could have been Luke Getsy.
You know,
come
this?
On, AT, pull something. Do you up know this?
Do you, are you telling me as a matter of fact?
I'm gonna look it up because so I'm just, oh, wait. Can you no information?
No, because I was looking up other information, but you guys were like talking about.
No, because I'm like, if you're telling me a matter of fact, so, then I agree with you.
What was the question again, JJ?
I'm not gonna say you're not paying attention.
But
because you two were debating it, I'm just
confused because I thought Nathaniel Hackett was his dude.
Nathaniel Hackett was his quarterback's coach with the Green Bay Packers.
That's what I thought.
Yes, that's facts.
But JJ's saying otherwise.
No, Nathaniel Hackett was a quarterback's coach. With the Green Bay Packers,
that's what I'm going at.
Nathaniel Hackett became a head coach with the Broncos because he wanted to get with.
Stop. Shut the fuck up.
Be quiet.
Green Bay AJ. Packers quarterbacks coach from 2019 to 2021.
Yeah, that's what I just said. And then he left to become the head coach for the Broncos, and then he went to the Green Bay Nathaniel. To the New York Jets.
No, he's talking about his dude.
Who's his dude?
The guy that
Getsy, offensive coordinator for the
Raiders. Saying that's the guy who was quarterback coach for that time. Do you understand? Like, why else would he be so proud of that statement, bro?
I know.
What the heck?
Stop. Green Bay Packers offense coordinator Nathaniel Hackett between 2019 and 2021. They're separate positions.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're wrong.
Yeah, you were saying that Nathaniel Hackett was quarterback coach.
And what was Luke Getsy?
His quarterback coach.
His quarterback's coach.
So what was Nathaniel Hackett?
Offensive coordinator.
Huh. Okay, I got to mix him up. Oh.
Fucking eat my crow.
I thought Nathaniel Hackett was quarterback's coach because he said that's my guy.
Yeah, me too. I thought they had a really strong connection because he's a coordinator.
Damn. I got one today.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Good job, thank you. You want a cookie? You fat bastard.
You will be a Costco Aaron Rodgers fan.
Kaka Kusi are good.
So the point is,
all
the new head coaches' positions were filled up by youngsters, younger men.
Are these men like 50 year old?
No, 30s.
I think the oldest one is Dan Quinn, isn't he?
Yeah, 50, like 50s. Like, but like Seahawks 30, Raheem Mostert 30s.
Raheem Mostert?
Yeah, 30s.
He's a head coach.
He's a head coach for the Atlanta Falcons.
Raheem Mostert.
You talking about the running back?
Raheem Morris.
He's my apologies.
I was like, what?
Imagine.
Since when?
Yeah, Raheem Morris.
I was like, shit, Atlanta. A head coach? I was like, god damn, he must have been a real good teammate.
Morris, Atlanta Falcons, OC for the Bengals, now became the Titans. Who else? Commanders hire, obviously, Dan Quinn. Point is, no Bill Belichick, no Pete Carroll. No,
I told you Bill Belichick wasn't a good job.
Yeah, and
actually, I think as he said, never mind. I think I might be lying about that statement.
The Titans head coach, former head coach, Mike Vrabel. No, Mike Vrabel. Is this the end of?
Is it an end of an era? It. Tom Brady officially ended an era.
Well, these coaches, yes.
Yeah, they could go to college. It's much easier out there.
Will these coaches ever coach again as a head coach in the NFL?
I think Mike Vrabel has a better chance. I think someone has to fuck up this year.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of scrubs. Because you're giving these guys, these new kids, like you said, you know, grown as adults, but, you know, for you, they're children. You're giving these guys opportunities. Are they going to come up and rise to occasion?
Yeah.
Some of them, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Not all of them, Texas, in my opinion. Yeah.
I mean, the Colts.
Some of them are going to, I think one or two are going to flop. Definitely. Those are going to be like, you know what? Let's stick to the old dudes. Because sometimes that gives a sour taste in your mouth, you know?
Yeah.
When you try like, oh, let's try like the new hip thing. And it goes extremely worse. Like these uneducated, these unexperienced little shits. Then you go back to the OGs.
Yeah, yes. Adam Schefter said, like, during season, like, if someone starts messing up, they're going to fire their head coach, and then they're going to try to bring in someone, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, the thing that kind of surprised me is...
Do you get to pay him less, too?
Who? What do you mean, get pay him less?
Because these guys are what do you call them? They're not battle tested. So can you give them a lower contract?
I mean, there's no salary cap when it comes to head coaches, so you can pay them whatever.
No, is this an incentive to hiring a younger dude, so you could pay him less, kind of like a rookie contract, you know?
Possibly, like, you know, for me, engineers, right? They'd be like, are you gonna pay me, an engineer who's 5 years in the industry, the same as someone who's been in the year for 25 years?
Probably exactly. Not. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you probably pay him less.
But then again, like, there's just too much evidence of, like, youngsters vibing with younger head coaches, you know? I think it all started with McVay and Goff.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where, like, the players want to see the coach be with them.
Yeah.
Not preaching and shit. Because a lot of the older coaches, they just talk a lot. But, like, you know, like, how are you going to respect somebody that, like, you know, I'm not going to throw shots out there, but I'm throwing shots out there. How are you going to respect a coach that is out of shape and, like, gets a heat stroke just from standing outside?
You trying to say something about Andy Reid?
I never said Andy Reid.
The man had literally fucking popsicles hanging off his mustache. I never said anything about Andy Reid.
I'm just saying, like, you know.
You got something to say about Mike Tomlin?
I'm just saying, like, you know, so some of these head coaches, like.
You got something to say about Dan Quinn?
You don't really want to, yeah.
You have something to say about Dan Quinn?
I don't, man.
Mike McCarthy?
I'm just saying it's a possibility, you know, that, you know, you would rather have a head coach.
The age or the body?
I'm talking about, like, the inability. Like, so you know how some head coaches, that they show you how to do certain techniques?
Mm-hmm. So, like, you want a Dan Campbell, like, to do burpees with his teammates?
No, I want somebody like Sean McVay to, like, be like, all right, this is how you do it. Like, you got to show him the exact pivot of the hip, like, the cocking of the arm. I want you to, like, show these exact movements as a head coach and be like, you know, bro, like, this is, sure, like, more relatable.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's why the youngsters can do that. Because
that's what I'm saying.
It could also be that that's why they have coordinators.
That is true. And but at the end of the day.
Particular coaching quarterbacks, linebackers, safeties, cornerbacks.
Yeah, but as a head coach, I'm like, the head coach, you want to be the alpha.
Well, I mean, as a head coach, you are the alpha.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But if you can't communicate with the players, if you couldn't communicate with the coaches and the coaches communicate with the players, you're not really that player's alpha.
What do you guys think about this man right here? Greg Roman.
The Ravens? Offensive coordinator?
Or he's a linebacker's coach.
What is he?
He is the new OC for the Chargers.
I see.
That's cool.
So you're going to learn Justin.
He's probably going to make the offensive line magnificent. He looked like he could block somebody out.
Herbert's going to learn a lot. Yeah, because knowledge is power. But let's wrap it up. Oh, but talking about, like, the physicality, do you know what? That's why Mike Vrabel couldn't. That's why Mike Vrabel didn't get another head coaching job.
Because he didn't look fit?
No, 6'5", like 240, 250.
That's pretty fit.
But, like, he's like a man's man. Like, he walk in and he's like, you feel like a dominant presence.
Yeah.
People were intimidated by him.
That's what you want, right?
This is football. Are you talking about these wussy assistant coaches or, like, these faculty members?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Are you talking about the people that pay him and shit, like?
Like, the people, like, they're interviewing?
Yeah.
Like, Mike Vrabel, like, hello, sir. Like, he's, like, a fucking giant, 6'5", like.
Behemoth of a man.
But he was like, can knock a wall down if he wanted to. He's like, welcome, Mr. Rabel. Please have a seat. Oh, please.
I see.
Call me Mike.
That's funny. I could see that. I could imagine it perfectly.
Why wouldn't you? I like something like that.
But it is what it is. Let's see how drunk we get. Let's see how drunk we get in this.
I'm abstinent, but.
Oh, you're, sure. Yeah.
You're abstinent. What?
Abstinent.
Oh, so you've been sober.
I don't know what the word means, JJ.
I've been the Lord. I met the man above.
I see. Now I understand. We're going to Bible City, guys. It's okay.
The Bible City. We don't need to get religious here, but man.
It's a code. It's not particular to anything.
It's called Little John. Yeah. But anyways, thank you so much. Good luck with the Super Bowl and have fun out there. Drive safe. Peace.